Praise God. Amen. You know, we got a lot of people going through some trials and tribulations here in the ministry. It's all to, I believe, prepare us to be strong and mighty in His Word. As time goes on, who's going to need it? The vast majority of Christians in this country are going to be caught by surprise with their pants down, so to speak, not having a clue of what's coming down. And they themselves are going to wonder why. You know, it was a while back, I went through a physical problem. Serious one. And I prayed and I asked the Lord, what good am I to you dead? I was really surprised with the answer that I got back. What good are you to me alive? I didn't expect that. I thought I was doing great things. But next to the Lord, we do nothing. And without Him, we can do nothing. We spend a lot of time being busy. But how much time do we spend being fruitful? In Matthew chapter 6, 24, no man can serve two masters. For he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. I know that you've heard this before, many of you, but have you really heard it? Have you listened to it? Have you applied it to yourself? You see, I can stand here and I can look out and say, you're guilty. I can, through my spirit, look out over the internet to those that are listening, you're guilty. Or those who will listen on a website later on and say, you're guilty. The truth of the matter is, we're all guilty. You see, we have two masters. We have God because we chose God. When we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you understand, Lord, that means Master. We choose Him. He bought and paid for us. We were sold on the auction block. And He picked up the price. And we chose that rather than the alternative. But the other master that we serve is ourselves. We serve ourselves. The word mammon means money, but it also means material things. worldly things. When Steve was speaking earlier, it seemed like everybody today was speaking around this subject. Steve was speaking today and about it, and what's his face down there in South Carolina, Philip, talking about children obey your parents. You know, do what your parents want. It's right. You choose to do what they want you to do, not what you want to do. How many times in our lives do we choose to do what we want to do over what our employers want? Or what our husbands want if you're a woman? What your parents want if you're a child? And for all of us, what the Lord wants. Does not the Word say, remember them who have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the Word of God, whose faith follow? Over there in Hebrews 13:7. Does it not again say, obey them and submit yourselves to them that have the rule over you, as they that watch for your souls and must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable unto you. When those that are in authority in the Lord make a request or give a commandment, it should be your first priority to drop everything you're doing and seek to fulfill that, because you're trusting God. You're trusting God in that person. And if you're trusting God in that person, then God will take care of that person if he's wrong and make it come out right for your sake. And if you don't believe that is right, just go back and read about Sarah and Abraham. When Abraham told Sarah to tell Pharaoh that she was his sister, not his wife, because he was afraid, she obeyed. And God made it right. He delivered her from Pharaoh. And not only that, they became rich over it. God made it right. See, women, they like to judge their husbands. They like to judge them and decide whether or not they're right or wrong. And you guys don't think I'm letting you off the hook. You like to judge everyone around you according to your own understanding of whether you think a thing is right or wrong. If the military ran like the church, well, then the military would be as sorry and as useless as the church. People went into war in the military with the same attitudes and the same priorities that Christians go to war every day and don't realize it. Every day we as Christians are at war. Because if you're a Christian, if you're a child of God, you belong to the army of God. And the army of God is there to do war against Satan and his minions, whether they be physical or spiritual. But you're too busy doing your own thing. You're too busy seeking your own way. You're too busy seeking your own pleasures. You're too busy seeking what makes you feel good. Well, all I gotta say is feel good now, baby, because you sure ain't gonna feel good later if you stay on that track. Say, what good would you be if you were dead to the Lord? Do you think he needs your voice up there saying hallelujah, praise, 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 Lord, you know, what a great God you are? Do you think that'll make him live or die if you're not there? Do you think you're really that important that he's got to hear your voice? So maybe what you ought to be asking yourself is, what good are you here? What good are you here to the Lord? When you hear the Lord, however he speaks, and you obey the Lord, then you're serving the Lord. But when you put it off, and you, for whatever reason, serve yourself, you're hating the Lord and loving yourself. And what we got to do is learn to love the Lord and hate this old man, flesh, self. Then we can love. And only then can we love the new man that God has given us and made us to be. Amen.